Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Demon Seed.
Walker, you must be mistaken.
It's now, it's here.
Come on down here and help with it.
Demon Seed.
Paranormal existence.
You mean to say you came here purposely?
The first move in the great conspiracy had been made.
Okay, Mike, there's been a disaster, but I fixed it, right? Reese had to go because he's on a register or something. Something terrible's happened to him, right? So what I've done is I've set it up via Zencastr, and I've sent you an email link via Zencastr. So it should be in your inbox.
No, I can't get on my fucking, I can't fuck all. I can't get into anything. I can't get into Gmail. He's telling me to a fucking Zoom meeting August 31st, which is
about
fucking 4 days ago. More.
So none of the...
None of your messages come through. Where is it?
Well, it'll be in your inbox, and it'll either be...
Emails or WhatsApp or what?
Your email inbox.
Well, there's fuck all email inbox. There's nothing. But that's what it is. It's only taking
me. Okay, so it might be in your junk mail inbox in your email.
Fuck that shit, honestly. Fucking cunt. I've been tapping this fucking button for 27 minutes. Fucking plastic cunt. I don't know what to press.
Okay. Right, wicked. Jump on that, and I'll see you in a short time.
Bye.
Goodbye. Strong response. Great opening start to the show. Mike's trying to smash his own computer up. Reese, as we know, is well. I can't technically say what's happened to him, but he's now on a register in Canada. They did finally catch up with him. All I can say that when they did get him, he was impaled on a quite sizable wooden sort of stake. I mean, imagine a milking stool, the type that you would use, obviously, to milk a goat or a cow. Let's just say he turned it upside down, and it wasn't just him. There are three legs on a milking stool, and the three people have all been arrested. So God knows what will happen to him, whether he's out on bail or what in the next few weeks. I don't know. Whether he will continue to work with us is something we'll have to discuss amongst ourselves. But until then, we're trying to do this podcast by ourselves. As you can hear from that phone call, it's not working particularly well. Mike's very, very angry at the moment. Hang on. Mike, can you hear me?
Fucking hell.
Yes.
What a fucking pile of wank. and then there's some fucking link which doesn't even work on Safari. You got to download fucking Chrome.
I think you're the only... Piece there's only three
fucking shit.
Three people in Britain that use Safari, so...
I'm one of them.
Yeah.
You mean blame fucking Apple. That's what it comes on.
Well, he's dead, isn't he?
Steve Jobs, a skinny fucking grey-haired cunt.
He's dead now, of course. He died.
Fucking good.
Died of computers, which is something that's going to happen to us all.
He's fucking spinning in his grave, the fucking specky prick.
Yeah, like, you know, in his actual coffin, he's spinning around like that beach ball really fast, but it's all blood and guts.
Oh, so stressful, John.
Well, we're here now, and I'm very excited. Reese isn't here, as you may know.
Well, do you know what? I couldn't even bloody... Forget recording someone QuickTime, because every time I tried to do that, it froze everything up. I couldn't do anything.
And has this happened before?
Is this recording locally now or
what? I'm recording locally. I've got everything. So, you know, there's no...
It wouldn't even turn on today for the first 5 minutes. It was just a black screen. I had to unplug it and plug it back in again.
Fuck. How long's it been doing that for?
Just today.
You know what that is, don't you?
I know what it's going to be. Fucking smack of the hammer shortly. And you know it.
Oh, smash it up. I mean, it's worked all right in the past, didn't it? You never had that before.
Well, no, but that's neither here nor there, is it?
Well, when you know when you record stuff locally, do you delete that after you've recorded it?
There's loads of shit on it I got to get off.
Yeah, it
no,
just
all
could
my
be
recordings
that...
are on here.
Yeah.
Hours and hours. Well, there's 73 episodes of the other podcast are on here, so there's 210 hours of recording.
That's it. That's what's caused. And it'll start doing that every day now. What you want to do is delete it all, and when you delete it, then delete it from the... Empty the trash after you put it in the trash, and your computer should be fine then. But it's great. It's great. You know, we're here.
Oh, it's tremendous fun. There's no doubt about that.
I love it. Are you hot as well? Are you sweating?
I've just finished because I put loads of fucking weight on holiday.
Yeah.
I've literally, the reason I was 5 minutes late, well, I was at 9:05, mm-hmm. which is... I was 5 minutes late because I came straight from the exercise bike.
Yeah.
I just had an hour and a half on the bike, sweating like a fucking lunatic.
Yeah.
You know, it's been hot all day anyway.
Yeah.
And I was sat in my underpants on a bloody leather chair, stuck to a leather chair, swearing a fucking my computer, being great fun.
Like a young boy in the back seat of a car in the 80s when they had that nylon plastic PVC shit going on.
Oh, God.
And your legs would stick to it. Fucking
great. I've got a job as well. I'd be so stressed.
Oh, I tell you what, you know, it's wonderful. Have you had a meal? Have you had a hot meal?
Well, I'm trying to lose weight today. So all I had to eat today is one tin of tuna.
Oh, that's not going to help.
And four pieces of bacon. That's all I've had.
Oh, this is going to be a good one. This is going to be a good one. Okay. I feel the power building already.
How are you feeling? You've had the old coronavirus, haven't you?
I have, yeah. But that's been an interesting... roller coaster ride. I shit myself for the first sort of 24 hours, not physically,
literally. In fact,
well, the poo actually dried up, which a lot of people said you can get diarrhea, but mine just completely dried up. Straight back up the tubes. Sweated for a couple of nights.
I should say so.
Sweated for a couple of nights, had a bit of a headache, yeah. And I've just been sort of resting since then, doing very little. And some of the feces has come back out, but a couple of days ago, it was like passing a rock. Unbelievable. Oh,
yeah.
Solid. Solid as a rock.
Nothing worse than a big ass splitter, is there? When you've been jammed up there and you're terrified to push too hard in case you split your anus or it sort of end up with an inside-out anus and die of that on the bog.
A friend of mine years ago, he used to work in a home for like sort of, not angry
constipated
kids.
Adults.
I think it was a home for constipated kids who had learning difficulties. Right.
What a niche audience.
he went into the toilet one day to find a child screaming, perched on the seat with his insides hanging out. He said like a bell, just everything hanging out, swinging.
Oh, like prolapsed anus.
Yeah, had to tuck it back in.
Well, I've seen him, but I've never experienced it.
No, I've seen video footage of you know when you see weightlifters and they strain too much in the back end. All blows out.
Or in adult movies, you see that a lot these days.
Is that a thing in the adult films now? Exploding.
It's become. It's weird. I mean, it's not really cup of tea, but I mean, each their own.
No, I mean, as a kid, it was all
literally
about
inside out, an inside out anus.
God, I mean, imagine that. I mean, like, there was a rumor. I think they call it a
butt rose in America.
My God,
that's not the sort of rose you want. You wouldn't want a bunch of them for Valentine's Day.
I personally, how much are you getting paid for that? Because you can probably only do that once.
Pull-ups in my anus? Yeah. No, it goes back in again.
Yeah, but when it goes
back in... Yeah, something sort of push in and out of will. It's quite a trick, really.
That's not going to be right, though,
is it? Or to be sneezed at. Or sneezed on.
No. Because if I... I couldn't do it. For money,
it's all the rage. It's all the rage.
1.5 million, I'd rip my insides out and film it, but I'm
not. No, I'm going to rip them out. You just got to basically expand your sphincter enough that you can sort of force the, you know,
the insides.
Like I said, you just literally turn it inside out and then you put it back in.
How though? You know how?
Well, I'll send you a couple of clips and have a look and you'll see how it works.
Yeah, I'm into that. I'll have a look at that. You know, it's a bit of a laugh.
So is this recording now? I mean, is this recording my end or your end?
I'm on both ends. So what this does, this technology, it just records both ends. I'll get both
so
files.
You've got both these recordings. You can edit both these individually, can you?
Yeah, no problem. It's basically, like I said, recent.
So why are you fucking around with Zoom calls for them? I can just see the top of your head. Why?
I've no idea. I think the initial thing with Zoom was to be able to see each other, but that obviously didn't work.
But I like seeing you more than you like seeing me, because you're quite happy to...
I like talking to a wall. I love talking to a wall. It's the magic of radio.
I miss a human face.
What I like is the thought of you painted a lovely picture when we started, that you're just in your pants on a plastic chair. And I think that's wonderful.
It was a leather chair, mate. I don't sell plastic.
Oh, sorry.
You're in today, it's on a plastic chair.
On a leather chair. And I know it's hot, but if you stand up now and turn around, is there a little...
Listen to this, right? I'll move my arm, ready? Listen to the microphone, ready? Off the chair.
Go on.
Do you hear that?
Yeah. All bits of skag and...
Well, no, there's no slunch. There's no... What is slunch? There's no slunch.
Slunch is basically, if you get hot enough, right, and you've been on the exercise bike, you look at the lining of your kegs tonight. Yeah, look at the lining of your kegs tonight, caked in slunch.
Well, no. A, mine aren't caked in anything, and B, my sweaty underpants I've taken off and put a clean pair of underpants on because I'm not a fucking animal.
Well, that's just two pairs that you're going to slunch up. Because did you have a wash after the initial...
I haven't had time, have I? Because I've been trying to get this bloody computer to work. So I had time to have a wash. And now I'm going to probably get some sort of sweat rash in my undercarriage area.
Well, you know what? You've got a sink, haven't you, in that bar? Have you got a sink with a tap?
I'm not going to dip my cock and balls in the sink in the middle of a podcast.
Yeah, but you could take your T-shirt off, dip it in the water, and then give yourself...
I'm wearing a T-shirt.
Well, have you got socks? Have you got socks
on? I got
on?
Slunch all over my T-shirt. Yeah.
Oh, slunch.
No, I got no socks on. I just got underpants on.
Okay, well, that'll take the... Look, no one's in, are they, right? No one's looking at you. Just take the pants off, wet them, and then give yourself a quick, fast wedgie, left, right, up, down, in between the gusset, and just sit there naked.
I'm not a diva, but I draw the line at some things, and I draw the line at that.
A little bit of sweet corn on the floor that's just become dislodged.
You're fucking... I don't know how you've bumble through life with your fucking anal hygiene, but I haven't got bits of like clag everywhere or sweet corn falling on my arse and stuff like you seem to have. I'm perfectly capable of going to the toilet like a normal human being and then wiping my arse, it being clean and then not being bits of food falling out of it.
How
bad your O-ring, you're just dropping bits of sweet corn all over the place like some sort of perverted Hansel and Gretel.
Leaving a trail of it behind me for kids to follow. Oh, that was fun. Oh, I tell you, this podcast.
You and your
fun.
Sister following your fucking anal sweet corn back to mum and dad's house.
Oh, God.
From the woods.
What a treat. What an absolute treat.
Of course, in the fairy tale, then, you know, it was stones at first, but then poor little Hansel couldn't find enough stones, so he used breadcrumbs a second time, and the birds of the forest ate it, didn't they?
Yeah, and then he just shot a load of sweet corn out in the gutter. Oh, my God.
And then Hansel's arse imploded.
And then she made a film out of it.
What's the really... There was a weird, like, 80s version. It looked like it was made in, like, Eastern Europe, but it was English actors. It was the Hansel
the singing
and Gretel
ringing
story.
Tree.
Very, very scary.
The singing ringing tree. Was that
it? Oh, Jesus. That's the witch is horrific in it.
Yeah. Terrifying.
What is it about that sort of grade of film, 70s, 80s film, that just looks scarier anyway?
That sort of Eastern European, you get those sort of Eastern European.
They film them in like Bulgaria because it was cheap.
Yeah.
And you'd have these weird Bulgarian extras and it'd be filmed in like some forest somewhere.
Yeah. Horrific.
Just look terrifying.
And those people were probably murdered by the Stasi shortly afterwards as well, you know, which gives it that real edge of horror. You know?
Were the Stasi in Bulgaria?
I think they might have been.
I think they were in Germany, were they?
Yeah, but I think, you know, they went on holiday, didn't they? I think you could go to Bulgaria from East Germany on holiday.
Well, kill people. kill, kill extras in the woods.
Yeah. I was needed a few weeks away from the stress and strain of, being in an Eastern Bloc country. So we used to go to Bulgaria to shoot various members of animation teams. And it was fantastic. It was the greatest.
Oh, that's the other one. Those weird sort of stop motion. If there's any of that sort of stuff going on, that's frightening as well.
Yeah, expanding shapes that would just... And it would just... A bit of weird
like Ray,
jazz music.
Ray Harryhausen.
Ray Harryhausen on acid.
What was his name? Was Harryhausen.
So Ray Harryhausen.
No, I thought his name was Harryhausen. But it's Harryhausen.
So there was no Ray, just Harryhausen.
No, I thought his name was Harryhausen. Harryhausen.
What about the Ray?
Harryhausen.
But you thought his name was Ray Harry.
No, forget the Ray. I thought his name was Harryhausen.
So when did you realise the Ray bit was involved?
Well, I thought it was a typo.
Right, I see.
Well, yeah, his name wasn't Harryhausen, it was Ray Harryhausen.
Yeah, but it's
good. Like if my name was Mike, or like David, Mike Bubbins.
Oh, I see.
I thought my name was Mike Bubbins, which it is, but if it wasn't that.
What's your middle name? Is it John?
Yeah.
So,
after
John
you.
Bubbins.
I was named after you.
Oh, what a lovely thought. What an absolutely wonderful thought.
What's your middle name?
Edward.
Really?
Yes.
I've known you for how long now?
Oh, fucking ages.
I didn't
ages.
Know that. John yeah. Edward Rutledge.
Yeah, it's quite majestic.
That's the word, majestic.
After Edward
wow,
Woodward.
Wow, you sound... Was it?
Yeah, my parents were massive
fans. What's called a man with a head made of wood?
Edward Woodward head.
No, that's the whole joke. What's called a man with a head made of wood?
Head
Edward.
Wood. Of course.
What's called a man with two heads made of wood?
Double wood head.
Ed Woodward. What do you call a man with three heads made of wood?
Three
Ed
wood head.
Woodward.
Good.
What's called a man with four heads made of wood?
Four head wood man.
I don't know, but Edward Woodward.
Good.
See?
Good. This is such a strong
the equalizer, of course. Equalizer.
I still love
remember the equalizer? I remember that. Yeah.
Amazing program.
Yeah, great.
Absolutely amazing program.
What made a good living on that, didn't
he? He made loads of money off of it. I mean, had you heard of him before that? No.
He'd done bit part stuff over here, hadn't he? He probably did more than that, but I wasn't across it. But then again, I was probably like in my, I don't know, 9 or 10 when he emigrated.
Yeah. I mean.
Well, that's the way forward. If you're a British star, get over to America. Sign a big deal. Do like, what's the name did on Deal or No Deal? Not Deal or No Deal. What's the one with the woman who hates whales?
Oh, yes, Ginger Air. And she smokes
ginger,
fags. Did
Ginger
of view.
Fag smoker.
Yeah.
That's it.
What's her name? Anne Diamond? No.
Proper slag, like. Oh,
yeah, damn. What's her fuck? Rough as fuck. What's her name?
Yeah.
Anne Widdecombe. No.
Fucking slaggable woman.
Oh, what's her fucking name? Anne.
Oh, stinks. She's got really smelly breath and her arsehole stinks.
Coffee. What's her name?
She's got all bits of her teeth.
Oh, bits of bacon. There's a bit of bacon that's been there since last year.
Awful,
and it's gone
awful.
White. It's gone white.
Yeah, it's just stuck in her back two molars.
And it smells of
and
coffee.
And it just pongs because she never flosses.
No, and she wears
just a horrible mess of a person.
And no matter what time of year it is, she wears a very heavy wool dress that goes down to her
and
ankles.
And have you seen the plastic surgery she had done now?
No, what's it like? I can't even remember
brilliant.
Her name.
Brilliant.
What does she look like now?
Brilliant. It looks like a farmer's been using her face to grow crops on.
Oh!
And then to make the ground more receptive to seed, he's just set fire to it. And that, this is like the year after.
Wow.
Just this completely featureless face.
Sort of scorched earth policy on her
face. Yeah,
like
a scorched earth policy of her face.
Wow. I need to look at that. I can't even remember a bloody name.
Look at her.
She can't speak.
She can't. She literally... cannot talk. She had so much work done.
What's her bloody name?
Anne Bancroft.
No, Anne.
Anne.
Anne Gingerhead.
Andy Cap.
Anne the slag.
Anne the racist.
I know the one you mean. And she hides the fact she's a Scouser. She should be proud of that. But she should be. Yeah, she hides it.
Anne. Anne. Not Widdecombe.
No, I was on the program she did.
And Weakest Link.
Yes, yes. And Weak Link, and Link Weak, and Leakest, Weak Link, and Long Wool Dress, It Stinks of Piss.
And I Loved You So.
And Scorched Earth Policy. Just call her Anne Scorched Earth Policy. Anne Scorched Earth Anne Scorched Earth Policy. I can't.
Come on, think of it now, Anne. Glasses. And,
yeah, did Points of View.
You just did, know, absolutely desperate. I mean, she would, God knows what she would do. She would do anything, I reckon, just to get on telly.
Oh, well, they'd have a full anal prolapse if she had the opportunity.
She would. No.
I mean, you know, why not? She what is in it? I'm going to refuse to look at the internet. I'm just going to use my own mind.
I'm not Googling it.
I'm not.
I keep thinking Anne Diamond. It's not Anne Diamond because she's lovely.
She's glamour.
She was a lovely, wholesome looking her and Nick in the '80s.
Anne Diamond in a mohair jumper.
I had quite the crush on Anne Diamond. She always had like Buck Rogers hair, like a side parting.
Yeah.
Nice woolly sweater on.
Yeah, lovely.
Which I imagine covered, you know, I don't mean to objectify her, but I always thought she had she was a shapely, a comely looking lass.
Exactly.
Wasn't she?
She would have smelled of wholesome. She would have smelt of impulse. She would have sprayed it over her body.
She was what the Americans would call a corn-fed beauty. Looked natural. Right. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And she wasn't eating the sort of corn that falls out
from
your
my
arse.
Anus. Yeah, there was none of that. She was not eating the corn from my anus in the gutter. She was...
Unlike Anne Diamond. The other Anne.
Anne Burns. Robinson. Yes!
Like
go
the
on.
Squash. Yes, come on.
Go on.
Anne Robinson. As soon as I thought of her eating your sweet corn out of your arsehole, it just popped into my brain.
Oh, what a
Anne Robinson.
Time.
What are we talking about Anne Robinson for?
She had a burnt face. It's so hot in here. It's so hot in here.
Why do people get all that work done? Because you end up looking like, you look younger.
Yeah.
But you look like a younger version of someone that isn't you.
What happens if you have a lot of plastic surgery is you look like if someone had made a plasticine version of a young version of you.
Yeah,
that's what actually happens.
Yeah, know? How is that attractive?
It's I don't know how it works. I've no idea how it works. I understand getting a bit of work done. You know,
maybe I've thought about having a bit of work done.
Have a bit of work done. Why not? You know, Botox in the ring pieces. All it'll keep it tight these days.
I need to get my teeth kept.
Why not? They're all right. Your teeth aren't battered, are they?
No, they're not battered. They're all, but you know, I'm that age, aren't I? But they're all my teeth are all. Various. Yeah. It looks like a Dulux colour chart. There's just various shades on there.
Yeah. Although if you rub a bit of charcoal in every night, you'll be all right. Just chew a bit of charcoal. No, that's what I do. I buy a bag of charcoal every January, and every day when I go to bed, I just put charcoal in my mouth and suck it during the night, and that's usually about a bag of charcoal every year. And I went to.
Why did you do that? It gives you the horn. It gives you the horn, does it?
Yeah. And went to the dentist. He said, "You've got wonderful teeth." He said, "You suck charcoal." I said,
yeah. Your fucking tongue's black, though.
Yeah. But it looked great. God, it's so hot in it. How hot are you now in your pants?
Well, do you know, I'm not. I've the room. This is the thing. I'm in my bar.
Yeah.
Which you've been in many a time, John.
I've had some great times in there. Remember that birthday party with that bloke who no one had met before? And we just
me and Mickey
there.
Metham and you.
Classic.
Almost one of my best. My 40th birthday was an extravaganza.
Yeah.
And my 41st was me, you and Mickey Metham.
What?
And
what?
Mickey is a retired, he works on the highways. He used to sort of work, I think he was responsible for a part of the M4.
I thought you said for a minute he was responsible for apartheid. My name is Mickey Matthews.
Me,
and
you
I'm
an FW de Klerk on the piss.
I was responsible for apartheid and I will not apologize. I will not step down. I'm clearly a racist and I wanted to stay that way. And that's why after apartheid finished, I moved to Cardiff next door to Mike, because between us, we can really get it going again. That's what I'd like to say.
To the listeners, all nine listeners, I am not a racist. Or I do not believe in apartheid.
I am not a racist, but I truly believe that people should have their own space and they should stick to that space. That's how I think. And that's why I went to Mike's 41st, because I knew we would have our own space to enjoy ourselves in without the mixture of other types of people.
It's one of my favourite bleak photographs, me and Mickey Metham.
It is wonderful.
It's just bleak, isn't it?
It is.
Well, I'm in that same bar now. Sans you and Mickey Meffam, of course.
Yeah, the well-known races.
And it's locks and cool, to be honest, because we've had the... well, you haven't seen it now. We've sort of turned our small courtyard garden into a sort of Spanish-style garden.
Wonderful.
So we've covered the outside of the bar in sort of wood paneling, which has been painted white. So there's no windows. It just reflects the heat back out. So I'm essentially in a very well insulated
a cold room
building. Yeah, it's lovely. The temperature is bang on. It's lovely.
And you're
never gets too cold. Never gets too hot.
That's not too bad. And of course, that sweat build up in between your buttocks is.
Well, but that was brought on by the weather outside this room and the exercise bike. When we talk about the old, we did the old End of the World episode of that podcast. There's nothing like this. When we talked about like mysteries we couldn't explain, didn't want to explain.
Yeah.
This would be a good little base if it did kick off because it's got very strong walls.
Yeah, that's cool.
It's got metal shutters. And of course, this is where the crossbow is and most of my weapons are in here.
So you're pretty much sorted, really.
Yeah.
It's just
loads of drink.
Once the initial disaster happens, it's the disease from the rotten bodies. That's when you've got to break out and get to the hills, of course.
Is it? Yeah. What's in the hills?
Well, just fresh air, you know. Because, I mean, I reckon you could hole up in your place for about, it's summer, so I reckon about a month, and then let everybody die. Then you need to get out of the city then because... the rotting corpses, you get a lot of TB and stuff floating around, which, you know, even though your building is secure, the TB will get you in the end. So, you know, you just be aware of that. I don't know where you would go. Where would you... North Wales, basically, I think is...
It's a trek, though, isn't it? I'm not sure I could be asked to go that far.
Yeah, that's true.
I'd probably just go up the Garth Mountain or something.
That's fair enough.
Just up the road.
I've got a bit of gas, so I'm just
going to get rid of it. Go on. There we are. Feel better?
God. Yeah, much better. That's better. Much better.
Well, you feel well, have you? So,
say again.
Well, I was just saying you've had the ill coronavirus, so it's nice to get it all out.
It is. Well, exactly. Like I said, my feces turned to stone for a while, but I'm back on form and I'm rolling deep.
I honestly do not know how we got into Anne Robinson. I don't know how that happened.
I fuck knows how any of this happens, to tell the truth. I mean, it literally pours out of us like, you know, like slurry from some sort of farmer's septic tank. And some people seem to listen to it. They're smashing that like button.
Oh, they're looking at subscribing. There's no tomorrow. I'm like Wales's version of Logan Paul now.
Yeah. I mean, is he the one that does the
internet
fights?
Sensation.
Does he do fights with people as well?
Yeah, he does stage fights with people and they always draw.
You want to do a fight with Chris Eubank?
That'd be nice.
You
would absolutely fucking batter me.
Quintessentially, I've not fought for some time, but I'm fully prepared to fight Mike and punch him in the bottom. Repeat until there is a
problem. What's good about that accent is you've basically done your staffing and racist, but with a lisp.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, it's not bad, is it? You know,
it's bang on.
I'm just going to sip on my drink.
Have a drink. Mm.
Producer
Reese is not here. He's fucked off.
No, he's gone.
We're hemorrhaging listeners.
They're just falling. They're falling by the wayside. So
we're hemorrhaging producers.
I doubt if he's going to come back. I don't know. I mean, he was very, very secretive about why he couldn't be there. He just said, I can't do it. I can't do this anymore. They've come for me. They found out my secret. I shouldn't have
gone revenue.
Down onto that wooden stick and filmed it. With those other people, but he's done it. But nonetheless, I've dug out some content, Mike.
Oh, good. Yeah, we should crack on, really, because
we've got places to be.
Well, I haven't, but
for the sake of getting out of this as quickly as possible, though, at least
it's a good exit point.
You know, I think that's what it's all about. as you know, I don't really research this. A lot.
I should say so. I mean, you barely do it. You do nothing really.
Minimum.
You know. If we were making any money off this, which we're not, we would be stealing a living, wouldn't we, really?
Oh, it would be a...
As it is, we're stealing not a living.
It's free. It's free. You know,
yeah,
until...
so fuck them.
Yeah, that's what I said. That's exactly what I said.
And you're right to as well. You're well within your rights.
So if you... Could you sort of... Maybe
you're some sort of sad sack, fucking sitting there with your ear pods, or whatever they call them these days.
Yeah. Headphones.
Listening to you talking about your fucking dropping... Sweet on your ass in Tesco's.
Yeah. And Anne Diamond's face. Not Anne Diamond's face.
Yeah, and Robinson's.
And Whittycombe, you know, and Robinson, yeah.
Stinking mouth with all the bits in it.
Yeah, that bit of bacon that's been there for 6 months. And
2 years. 2 years. I mean, yeah, it's just horrible. Yeah.
It's disgusting. Horrible. In fact, if you look closely, it's gone slightly yellow because it's stained from the cigarettes.
You know? Oh, dear.
Disgusting.
And imagine, you know, the unmentionables.
Oh, God, no. Oh. I can't. Sorry. That's... outrageous.
Good God.
It's disgusting. In that thick wool dress.
1.5 million?
Yeah. Right, here we go. Hang on a minute. Just can you sing a favourite song or something while I try and just dig out this bit of tap that I've got to read?
Hilly is fine, the sun shines most of the time, and the feeling is laid back. Palm trees grow and the rents are low, but you know I've been thinking about making my way back. Well, I'm New York City born and raised. These days I'm caught between two shores. Cause New York's home, but it ain't mine. I fucked it up.
It doesn't matter. I found it.
Oh, that's all right, because I got my Alleys and New York's mixed up.
That's all right. It happens to the best of us.
Don't blame me. Blame fucking Neil Diamond. I nearly said Jim Diamond. Don't blame Jim Diamond. What the fuck gotta do with him?
He's a prick, Neil Diamond, mind you. I think. I love Neil Diamond. I don't trust Neil Diamond because everybody
trust him.
Likes him.
I trust him.
You sure?
I would trust him with my life, Neil Diamond.
Really? I wouldn't. He's a sort of bloke. He'd go around your house looking at stuff and he'd leave his seed all over your underwear when you know. Oh. Or a pervert.
They have sweated beneath the same sun, looked up in wonder at the same moon. And wet when it was all done, for being done too soon, for being done too soon. Yeah.
Wonderful.
You've got to get away from the traditional canon of Neil Diamond songs and listen to some of the more obscure stuff.
I see, again, I don't know, I only know a couple of the hits.
Yeah, you know Sweet Caroline, don't you? Because you're
and that does my tit. I fucking hate
I hate that song. I used to love that song. I hate it now.
Yeah, bastardised.
And it's got bloody hijacked by the football fans.
Yeah.
Or people who put the ba, ba, ba in it, which is not in the song.
Yep.
Scum. Neil Diamond doesn't go, Sweet Caroline, ba, ba, ba. It's never happened.
No. Those sort
and now it's like a bunch of bloody dildos and middle-aged virgins singing it. I think, do me a favour.
You know, these people need to be taught a bloody lesson, Mike. You know, they need to be taught a bloody lesson. Outrageous. Anyway.
Good life, though.
What, those people or
no,
Neil?
No, Neil Diamond, mate. Saw him in Bristol years ago. Lovely.
What did he wear?
He's wearing like black trousers and a shirt, I believe.
So it would have gotten pretty hot on that stage.
It would have been around October time, I can't remember. Ashton Gate. It was outside. It was a football stadium.
Okay, yes. Yeah, okay. I mean, at least he wouldn't have sweated too much there.
No. He wasn't playing football. He was in his 60s at the time.
Yeah. Is he dead yet?
No, he's going strong, isn't he?
Still going strong. He'll go soon.
Oh, about to.
So you watch that. And then people will put all, oh, rest in peace, Neil Diamond. Da, da, da. They'll write the hashtag. Oh, ba, ba, ba.
And Sweet Caroline. Hashtag Sweet Caroline.
Yeah, we remember that. Do you, really?
Well, they should be listening to things like Sulemo. You know.
Can you give me a little dose of that?
Oh, Sulemo. Sulemo. Oh, Sulemo.
Yeah.
Sule. Dum, 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 dum. Love my nights. God, I've met some things. I can't remember. But it is a good song.
You know what you've got me into now, don't you?
What?
By singing that. Bon chance d'amour.
Get the words right.
Ratatata.
Chanson d'amour.
I don't know the words. All I remember is... As a young boy,
Sulemon.
Are you being served? And that—that's all. There was some sort of link between it.
ground floor stationary gents ready-made suits. Going up. Oh, have you seen? Oh, have you seen my pussy?
Oh, morning, Mr. What was he called? I don't know, Mr. What was he called? Clag or something.
Mr. Peacock. Oh, have you seen my prolapsed anus? That's that name for a cat, wasn't it?
Yeah, that was it. Used to what every Saturday look at prolapse.
Yeah, brilliant.
Comes, classic.
In one of the in one of the least believable that I being served, they they did a feature film, as was the sort of thing in the '70s. If things do well, make a feature film.
Yeah.
Don't they go to Spain? Happen now. They don't like an EastEnders feature film in the cinema, but in those days. Yeah, so they all go to Spain.
Yeah.
Like you would, like, you know, you all work in it'd be like working in the sort of underwear section of Marks and Spencer's and then just all go on holiday together.
Yeah, which is sounds fantastic in a way.
Just think of the ones that did that. So Steptoe and Son did a film.
Yeah. Ian Arthur. Ian Arnold, leaving Arnold out to go on holiday with him after making a TV show, Arnold. You horrible, dirty pervert. Going on holiday with another man. Try to lower your buttocks into the sands. You might be sick. Porridge had one. Not a very good film, but there was a Porridge film.
I'm not sure there was. I think there was an original film that the series came out of. I remember that.
Doesn't he piss in the Porridge? Petrol tank of a car or something? Of a police van, like, yeah, but again, they weren't. I mean, Bread did one as well, didn't it? I think
gotta
Bread.
Gotta get out. Ooh-wee. Grab the world by the throat and woo.
Buy gotta it. Get out. Sell it.
Find me a shit. Someone's dealing me illusion cards. Joey Boswell. I like them, huh? Hey, my name's Joey Boswell. I look dead cool. I got like a black leather blues on and a nice shirt and a nice pair of trousers and a nice pair of shoes and I got highlights in the air and all the girls want to suck us off.
Some of them have even asked to suck the clag out of me.
Hey, get a suck on that, will you, Joey?
Hey, look, that Joey.
Get to the back of the fucking queue, right?
You want to suck my clag? You better queue
up, fucking mate. Dick is the talk of Merseyside, mate.
Every Sunday, after he finished filming, all of his pants that he worn during the week, he put them in a bucket, and all the people outside would queue up, and they sucked the clag from his fucking kegs. That's how fucking attractive he was. That's how attractive he was.
You're disgusting, Joey.
And if you're lucky, you get a bit of sweet corn to suck on, but you get to the back of the queue and you wait like the rest of them.
Do you remember they replaced Joey Boswell with another Joey Boswell?
He wasn't as good.
He wasn't remotely as attractive, was he?
No.
Because Peter Howes, I think his name was a good-looking boy.
Yeah.
I'm not knocking the second fella, but he just didn't look like him. He didn't
have the magic. He did. And again, for the four people who are over 40, they'll agree.
Oh, they fucking love this. What, the Bread stuff?
Yeah. The Bread stuff's probably the pinnacle of this podcast. You know.
I like the big brother with the black hair who was he in Lock, Stock, or was he one of those sorts of films? You know what I mean?
Yeah, he in the episode of Bread, he had a hearse that he converted to a fruit and veg shop.
I think you might be right there.
And then there was a sensitive one who did poetry.
Joey. No, not Joey. What was his name? A Curlier.
Yeah, Curlier Bastard.
He looked like the antique expert who knows a woman.
Yeah, he was a bit like that, wasn't he? Very sensitive.
Lauren Antiques.
Not Lauren Hill, she was in the Fugees. Ooh, la la la, it's the sound what we make when we're doing our thing. Oh la la la. Not that, not to be confused with Lauren Hill.
Lauren Antiques has done some singing as well.
Yeah, Lauren Antiques is, I can't remember what Lauren Antiques is called now.
It's Lauren.
It's Lauren, is it? Lauren Antiques. Okay, Lauren Antiques. Yeah, Lauren Antiques had a couple of pop songs, bit of reality TV, all the good stuff, really, you know?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, being a Wogan is, you that's the peak, really, of anything, you know, if you're on Wogan. Well, frankly, Wogan, I don't like school. I don't agree with them, you know, but I do a Wogan if I have a chance.
Because I'm not dead naming it. But when Lauren rose to prominence in the 80s as a male child,
antique
expert, Yeah. Was always full of shit, to be fair, as an antiques expert. I think his parents had an antique shop. And he had a couple of lucky guesses early doors, which we all do. But I regularly watch Antiques Roadshow and guess the approximate price of something correctly anyway.
It's easy to do, really, isn't it?
Doesn't make you Albert Einstein because you know how much a fucking plate costs, do you know what I mean?
No, it's easy, isn't it? You know, if it's made out of wood and it's dark brown.
The kids will be loving this, will they?
Hey, I'll tell you what. Should we dive into the content?
Before I start talking about Arthur Negus.
God, fucking hell. Arthur Negus, though. I wouldn't mind a good chat about Arthur. Fucking hell. Now you're talking. Come on, let's go. Let's go into...
Let's do the content.
They need the 5% sort of paranormal content. So I've got something that might work.
Well, soon we get this shit out of the way. Soon we can move on anyway.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Here we go. Let me just have a sip of drink. In fact, I'm going to break all the rules. I'm going to have some of my electronic pipe up before I even begin. Here we go.
Oh, you're still on the old vape, are you?
Yeah, especially with COVID. It really helps.
Yeah, good for you. And it doesn't look common either. That's a good thing. You want to get a fucking e-scooter when you're using your vape?
Oh, God, I tell you what.
Go totally sad twat.
I'm going to get one of them e-scooters and... sort of ride around the streets listening to sort of young people's music, you know, hanging around outside schools and stuff like that.
I always think people on e-scooters look very cool, honestly.
Yeah, me too.
I think if you're stinking of weed and doing 20 miles on an e-scooter on a work day, you know, you've done something right in your life.
I'm not knocking your
cordiality, audience.
Maximum respect. Well, the thing is, most of them are now 45 and are watching.
On e-scooters, stinking of weed.
Yeah. Just blazing bongs around the back. Here we go. Are you ready for this?
Just for them, though. Keeps you in fucking E6, doesn't it?
Well, exactly. That's what it's all about. And until you have to cancel all the shows because of COVID, of course. Okay, right. Here we go. Terrified woman claims poltergeist followed when she moved house.
All right.
There's an interesting twist to this that links to what we've been talking about earlier today as well, Mike. Pauline Hickson has moved house 7 times in 2 years, but claims the ghost followed her around the country. A woman called in Ghostbusters after claiming a pervy poltergeist was stealing her knickers.
Christ.
Terrified Pauline Hickson has moved house 7 times in 2 years, but claims the saucy spirit has followed her around the country, hiding her knickers and bras.
Oh,
I put them on and it ripped me gusset off. Oh, next thing I know, it was at me. But now Pauline from Hull, East Yorkshire, has called a professional ghostbuster who says he's banished the ghost for good.
Bill Murray.
Pauline, 58, said, "I thought I was going crazy." Actually, where's she from?
You were going to do an accent and you bawled it.
I forgot where she was from.
Hull.
Hull. Pauline, 58, said, "I thought it was going crazy. I don't know why it was happening to me, but it was like living through hell and I had no one to turn to. I come home from work and all my things would have been rifled through. My underwear was going missing and someone had been in my shower. All the windows would be steamed up and the shower was all wet. That weren't the only thing that were wet, though.
This is not a poltergeist, this is a squatter, but go on.
I thought my family were doing it to me. I didn't believe anyone and I started to lose people from my life. I spend all day just wandering around the streets trying to stay out of the house. The spooky happening started 2 years ago after she moved into a bungalow in North Hull. Within a few weeks of living there, Pauline said she felt a presence she could not explain and strange things would happen while she were out of the house. Pictures started slipping off the walls. The shower room were being used and there were scratches left up and down the doors," Pauline claimed. She says she'd come in from a day out and would be greeted by the mess left behind the ghosts. I've lost concentration here.
That's fine.
Here we go.
Do any action you like, whatever, whatever you feel comfortable doing.
I suppose like South African. The ghost, who says it would also rifle through her belongings, sending the temperature either soaring or plummeting in her home, and even leave her a cup of... Even leave her a cup or spoon outside in the kitchen ready for a hot drink. And despite leaving her flat and moving with friends and family...
Right. Whenever- this woman is not describing poltergeist activity, is she?
No. I mean, it sounds to me like she's just got a pervert coming into the house.
Yeah. Oh, just a squatter, someone who lives in the loft. It does happen.
Yeah. Yeah. Essentially, that is... Although she's claiming it, you know. I mean, Pauline said, one day when I was staying with my nephew and my sister... They came out from the shops and the kitchen looked like someone had wiped it down.
My nephew, Dirty Pete.
When I call him a nephew, he's just someone I met on the internet and he comes round sometimes, you know. And
young lad who's always got a boner.
Stiffy Stan. It looked like someone had wiped it down with dirt and then freeze-dried it. There were scratches up the walls too. I was too frightened to go home. I spend most nights in a hotel. It was the final straw for Pauline, who packed up her belongings and moved to Cambridge, but she was followed by the same spooky pranks. Within a few months...
A cup of tea outside the kitchen and using some shower as a prank.
Some freeze-dried shit.
You've been pranked. To go to someone's house and use their shower and have a shit in their toilet. When they go, what are you doing? You've been pranked. Put that on YouTube.
Within a few months, she returned to Hull, this time to live with a niece, but it was not long before her clothes, including her bras, went missing. Funny how she moved back towards Pervy Pete, her nephew and her niece. You know.
Yeah, and then underwear started going missing again.
Yeah, but now after a hypno-exorcism, she said she finally freed.
Poor girl, she kept fingering her when she was sleeping.
It felt so believable, though. You know, it were on top of me, and I felt a great weight, and it said, quiet now, quiet now.
Call me Auntie Paulie.
Yeah, quiet now, Auntie Pauline, and then it would enter me, and it just don't understand. Ghostbuster Steve Neeshaw.
I pretended to be asleep, and he would spray ectoplasm into my ear.
I woke up, and it was all matted all around me, all in my face, my hands, my bed, all around my feet, my legs, my upper body, my lower body, back of my head,
both sides of my body,
pillows, most of the wallpaper, front door. The hallway, the carpet in the hallway. Actually, the car, the handles on the car door, the ignition in the car, everything, all the plugs in the house clogged up, just matted with ectoplasm.
How long did it take to spunk all that?
Well, for a ghost, not long.
Not long for a ghost.
Ghostbuster Steve Neeshaw put Pauline under hypnosis, which he combined with an exorcism with instant results. Steve reported feeling a blast of cold air. What the fuck? Steve reported feeling a blast of cold air before seeing a large man and a 14-year-old boy fly past him. What the fuck?
Christ. Let's get these stories.
Since then, Pauline has not experienced a hint of paranormal activity in her home. She suspects the ghosts are associated with an old dressing table she bought before she moved into a bungalow, in which she found a ruby wedding anniversary card and other personal items. And that pretty sums up that sack of shit that I had to read out for you tonight, Mike. Oh, fucking hell. 48 minutes this took. 48 minutes to get to that. Who's fucking listening?
God. Oh, Jesus. You should be selling this stuff to me. You believe all this bullshit.
But once you sit in a row, I've got outlines of my tits on my t-shirt. I'm so hot in here tonight.
Fair play.
I think I've got a fever.
So just let's get in the car and we'll drive off and I'll do the...
Okay, right. What car are we driving today? ZTEC Sport.
Okay, not my cup of tea, but okay.
ZTEC Sport, silver. We've got a tape player. I'll drive. You pick the song.
Well, because you got that sort of... Oh, let's put a modern song on. I have a blue house with a blue window.
I'll turn the engine on.
I have a girlfriend, and she is so blue. I'm blue, dum dee dum dow, 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 dum dee dum dow. I'm blue, dum dee dum 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 dee dum 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 dee dum.
Off into the distance we go, and that
yeah, I mean, that's the only modern song I can think of. That's probably about 20 years old.
Great song, very modern.
That's a good song, that.
Very modern. Well, let's tell them to like and subscribe.
Oh yeah,
smash
that listen
like
to this. If you still, or should I say, if you still listen to this,
yeah, if you still are, then go
smash like and subscribe. I don't care whether you do or don't, to be honest.
No,
because as we both know, John,
yeah,
they're not paying for it.
No,
well, and we're not getting paid for it, so fuck them, I don't care.
Yeah, completely free, completely. You know.
It's okay. Out there. It's there. It's there if you're to listen to.
Oh Christ!
Put it on while you're. Whatever, shaving your legs.
Yeah, when you're just at home doing fuck all,
cleaning like your rabbit itch, whatever you're doing. I don't know. And that's not
driving a car. Just doing anything. Having a sandwich, something like that.
Yeah.
But I never know how to end these. Like, actually, should we just do a sort of a dead hard stop after three?
Yeah.
Three, two, one.
What? Goodbye. Sorry.
Okay, I'll do it again. Three.
Yeah, yes, it.
And then two. We'll say goodbye. Three.
Let's both say it at the same time.
Okay.
Three.
Two, one. Goodbye. Wonderful. Look at that. That's a great episode. The Demon Sea.
Walker, you must be mistaken.
It's here.
Come on down here and help with it.
Demon Sea.
Paranormal existence.
You mean to say you came here purposely?
The first move in the great conspiracy had been made.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.